Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy, breezy, perhaps more flurries and or snow shower activity. High of around 24 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, still some light snow in 17. 13 in Burlington. Milwaukee 16. It is 17 in Racine. We've had light snow off and on, mostly on, since last night. Some of the roads are a little bit slick this morning, so do drive with caution. Side streets maybe a little bit more so. Plows have not necessarily been out dealing with all this stuff, but all that packed down snow from all the travel and all the vehicles out there could create some slippery conditions. So again, be careful this morning. City of Kenosha's Licensing and Permit Committee voting 3-1 early this morning to discount an underage loitering citation against the Brat Stop from the demerit point formula, putting the well-known Interstate Bar and Restaurant barely below the threshold for triggering the possibility of a license suspension. Committee let stand two citations for underage sales and a third for serving an intoxicated patron, while Brat Stop attorney Larry Keating, during a three-hour hearing, attacked testimony from police officers and other witnesses. The owner, Jerry Rasmussen, admitted his $4 million a year business has made some mistakes, but that procedures have been tightened up and they have been citation-free now for 2 years.
I think the people in the community know the Brat Stop is an honest operation, and hopefully they view me as an honest operator. I don't know where anybody would serve underage people with an idea of making money on it. It's kind of ridiculous.
Rasmussen said that closing the Brat Stop, even for 10 days, would have a devastating impact on the employees and customers. The full council expected to vote next month on the committee's recommendation, which came after a 70-minute closed-door session. 82% of Wisconsinites prefer going to smoke-free venues, but there was a time when a lot more folks smoked and it was allowed just about everywhere. The topic for next Monday's 2 p.m. lecture for the group Adventures in Lifelong Learning at the UW Parkside campus will be the new products that pose a danger to today's youth. The speaker is going to be Joyce Erickson, coordinator of the Tri-County Tobacco-Free Coalition that serves Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman, during an hour-long presentation to the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night, said his department is doing the best it can with the resources it has. His report, with computer data showing the South Shore Fire and Rescue units arriving at calls within 7 minutes of being dispatched 88% of the time, the average response time just over 4 minutes. He noted that does not include the time it takes for the dispatchers to take the call for help and then send the fire or rescue unit to the scene. Says his department is still doing a good job.
Our job, I believe, as managers of the fire department, is to take the resources both village boards provide us, the citizens are willing to pay for, and provide the best fire and EMS service that we can do. And that's what we've done. We've reallocated resources to better serve both communities where the majority of our calls are.
He said, of course, response times could always be better, but he noted it's up to village officials to decide how much they want to pay for public safety. The chief's presentation in reaction to criticism, response times have suffered with the closure of the Lake Park Fire Station. City of Racine residents and those east of I-94 in Racine County have a household hazardous waste disposal program, which is available to properly dispose of such items as cleaning products, fluorescent lights, rechargeable batteries, kerosene, or adhesives and other glues, just to name a few. But with increased use comes a cost increase. City of Racine Finance and Personnel Committee's meeting last night included a discussion with Water Wastewater Utility General Manager Keith Haas. He explained the annual cost is up 80 cents this year to $4.40.
First several years we built up a surplus, so in the past several years we've lowered the rate and we've been eating up that surplus, running in a deficit for the past several years. The surplus is now gone and it's becoming a very popular program, so our expenses are rising. So from time to time, we evaluate our expenses and revenues and determine if there needs to be an increase.
Even though the change is in the approved city budget this year, Haas noted any change of the original agreement with other communities, that still has to be formally approved. Quarterly bills for Racine residents from Water Wastewater will reflect the change for household hazardous waste from 90 cents to $1.10. Again, that's per quarter. Just a couple of weeks after being toppled into a snowbank, Abraham Lincoln will be standing tall once again over Burlington this Sunday. Statue reportedly pulled down by the operator of a truck last month. One of the men believed to be involved now facing charges. Some repairs done to the statue. It's going to be rededicated. A ceremony coming up at 2 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. There will be period music, Civil War reenactors, guest speakers, the unveiling of the statue, all of course weather permitting. One-of-a-kind 8-foot-tall statue gifted to the City by Dr. Francis Meinhardt, originally unveiled in October of 1913. The repairs, this time around, costing about $5,000, according to city officials. A former jailer in Kenosha County used his employer as a dating service of sorts by snaring the phone numbers of female inmates from jail records. 28-year-old Jonathan Kwiatkowski has been fired from his job at the detention center. Now, one of the women that he contacted allegedly that he went a little further than sending just flirty text messages. 29-year-old woman alleging the former jailer had sexual contact with her while she was in the process of having her ankle monitor switched from one leg to another. In custody now himself, Kwiatkowski appeared in court. A couple of criminal charges that have been filed in connection with the alleged assault. The court commissioner on the case in Kenosha, John Mason, setting bond at $50,000.
It's the court's opinion that if convicted, this carries a high likelihood of substantial incarceration in the penitentiary because of this conduct and this breach of his obligation to the public and to keep prisoners safe. As odd as that might sound, he has an obligation to keep them safe.
Kwiatkowski had been employed by the county as a jailer for some 7 years, cried and shook his head. His initial appearance continued to allow him some time to hire a private attorney. Criminal complaint has one of the inmates with whom he struck up a relationship, telling investigators last fall that the two of them would see each other on a regular basis. Kwiatkowski himself telling investigators he is married, but that relationship had some rocky times. A man from Racine pleads guilty to a charge of armed robbery. He's now been sentenced to 13 years in prison. Ottaway Murphy, charged in the involvement of the robbery of the Landmark Credit Union on Washington Avenue in May of last year. Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasserkevich also giving Murphy 7 years of extended supervision once he's out of prison. Milwaukee is going to become the second city in the entire Midwest where the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration will implement the new comprehensive 360-degree strategy for addressing prescription opioid misuse, heroin abuse, and violent crime. DEA Special Agent in charge of the Chicago Field Office, Dennis Wickern, along with Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, and other state and local officials going to be announcing that initiative tomorrow. The strategy implemented last year in Pittsburgh. And at the state capitol, Republicans indicate their proposal to end the use of special deputy registrars to sign people up to vote. That's going to help to prevent fraud. One watchdog group official says, though, it's really not needed.
In the 40 years that the voter special deputy registrars have been allowed to conduct voter registration, there has been a handful of incidents only where there were mistakes made, but none that ever proved to be deliberately fraudulent.
That's Jay Heck with Common Cause Wisconsin, says the GOP proposal, part of a bill looking to make several changes to the voter registration process, up for a Senate vote later today. On the Assembly side, 81 proposals are scheduled for a vote. Leaders said to be expecting an 11-hour floor session, but also they may try to reduce some of that time whenever possible. Some of the bills to be considered: protection of human trafficking victims, stalking and domestic violence victims, modifying the workers' compensation law. WRJN.com. That's our webpage and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.